The wheels touched down at Václav Havel Airport just before noon, and the first thing I noticed was the smell of rain on warm tarmac. August in Prague had decided to greet me with a proper summer shower, and as I stood in the queue at passport control, I watched the drops race down the big windows. The woman ahead of me was juggling a toddler and a huge backpack, and I thought, well, if she can do this, so can I. Dobrý den, Czech Republic. I'm here. The baggage claim was chaos, but in a good way. Families reuniting, backpackers wrestling with oversized rucksacks, and a group of teenagers trying to figure out which carousel was theirs. I grabbed my one duffel bag and headed for the exit, where the real adventure was waiting. Not the city itself, but the practical stuff. The stuff nobody puts in the travel guides, but everyone needs to know if they're actually going to live here, even just for a few months. First mission, the foreign police registration. I'd read about it online, but the rules are always changing, so I'd asked the hostel receptionist to double-check for me before I left. She confirmed that if you're staying over 30 days, you have to report your address. For EU citizens, it's 30 days after arrival, but for non-EU folks, it's within 3 working days. That's a tight window. I'm not an EU citizen, so I knew I had to get my act together fast. The office is called OAMP these days, not the foreign police, and you bring your passport, your rental contract, or a potvrzini o ubytovani, which is basically a confirmation of accommodation. My plan was simple: find a flat first, get that paper, then go through the bureaucratic ringer. But before any of that, I needed a SIM card. Nothing works without a phone, right? So I hit one of the kiosks in the arrivals hall, the kind with bright displays and bored-looking staff. I walked out with a prepaid SIM from Vodafone, which set me back about 180 koroni, roughly $8. It was enough for a few gigabytes and some minutes, just to get me through the first week. For a tourist, ESIMs from companies like Aerolo or Holofly are the easiest, but if you're planning a longer stay, a local prepaid SIM is better. The main networks are T-Mobile, O2, and Vodafone, and their stores are everywhere in the city. You just need your passport and you're good. With my SIM sorted, I needed to get into the city. There's the airport express bus, and there are the usual rideshare apps, but I wanted to do it the way a local would. So I followed the signs to the bus stop, bought a 90-minute ticket from a machine, and paid about 50 koroni, around $2.20. The bus was warm and crowded, but the rain had stopped, and the sky was doing that thing where it's bright blue in one direction and dark gray in the other. The bus pulled away from the airport, and I pressed my face to the window like a kid on a field trip. The bus dropped me at the metro station, and I have to say, Prague's metro is a marvel. It's clean, fast, and remarkably easy to navigate once you get the hang of it. I grabbed a line toward the center, and within 20 minutes, I was standing in the old town, Staromesto, blinking at the crowd of tourists and the sea of medieval rooftops. The astronomical clock was just about to strike the hour, so I joined the throng, craned my neck, and watched the little mechanical figures do their thing. It's kitschy, but it gets you every time. My hostel was just off the old town square, a stone's throw from the tin church. I dropped my bag, took a very quick shower, and went straight back out. I had a little list in my head: bank account, transport pass, and my first real Czech meal. The hostel receptionist had given me a map and circled a few places. For the bank, I headed to one of the big ones, Česká sporitelna, which has branches everywhere. I had my passport and the accommodation confirmation from hostel, though I knew that for a proper account, I'd need a rental contract. The process was surprisingly smooth. Next on the list was the transport pass. I'd already bought a single ticket, but a monthly pass makes so much more sense if you're staying over 2 weeks. The PID Lataka app is the way to go. It covers the metro, trams, buses, and even the funicular up to Petrin. I paid for a month, which was 550 koroni, around $24. It's a steal, especially compared to a 140 koroni day pass if you're moving around a lot. The app is in Czech, but it's easy enough to switch to English. And once you've got that QR code on your phone, you just tap it at the station gates and you're in. By now, my stomach was growling. I remembered the hostel woman mentioning a place called Uglabiku, which she said was one of the oldest pubs in the area and not too touristy. It's in the Mala Strana on the other side of the river, so I decided to walk across Charles Bridge. The bridge is packed at all hours now, but in the late afternoon, with the light bouncing off the Vltava, it has a kind of magic even with all the crowd. I dodged selfie sticks and souvenir stalls, made it to the other side, and found the pub tucked away on a quiet side street. I found a seat near the window and ordered a pivo, because when in Prague, right? A half liter of the house lager was about 58 koruny, which is maybe $2.50. Prices have been climbing, but it's still one of the best deals in Europe. For food, I went with the daily menu, the Denny menu, which is the way to go if you're on a budget. I had a bowl of beef goulash with bread dumplings, hovizi gulas esnedliki, and it was exactly what I needed. It cost around 180 koruny, maybe $8, and it was a proper, hearty meal. The pub was buzzing with a mix of locals and tourists, and I sat there a while, watching the world go by, feeling the first real sense of settling in. After lunch, I walked it off along the river. The Vltava was high, and the narrow streets of the lesser town were slick with rain. I made my way up to Letna Park, which is a bit of a climb, but the view from up there is worth it for the panorama of the city and all its red roofs. I found a bench, sat down, and watched the trams glint below. I also noticed the infamous building under the metronome, the old Stalin monument, which I'd read had just closed. Apparently the concrete base is unsafe, so the free concerts there are over, at least for now. It felt like the summer was shifting, everything in flux. I thought about the weeks ahead. I'd be in Prague for a bit, sorting out my life, but my plan was to head southeast as summer turned to autumn. Follow the warmth, as they say, down through the pond country, maybe to a UNESCO river town, then to South Moravia for the wine harvest. Then north through the old university cities, and finally to a mountain spa as the leaves start to change. But that's for later. For now, I was just happy to have a bed and a plan. That evening, I took my new transport pass on a little victory ride. I hopped on a tram, any tram, and rode until I found myself in Vinohrady, a leafy neighborhood of Art Nouveau buildings and quiet cafes. I got off and wandered, eventually stumbling upon a cafe called La Boheme Cafe Specialty Coffee Roastery. I'm a bit of a coffee snob, so I went in. A flat white was about 60 koruny, roughly $2.50. The place was warm and buzzy, and I sat in the window watching people head home from work. It felt ordinary, but in the best way, like I wasn't on some grand adventure, but just living in a city. On my walk back to the hostel, I crossed the river again, this time on one of the newer bridges, and watched the castle lights come up. The royal summer palace, the Belvedere, was all shrouded in scaffolding, which I'd heard about, but it didn't matter. The view of the castle itself was enough. I stood there for a long time, just breathing. Tomorrow, I'd start the real work, flat hunting, more paperwork, learning which tram routes are running, because apparently the biggest tram corridor in the city is shut for repairs right now, and nothing is going where it usually does. But tonight, I just let the city wrap around me. So that was my first day in Prague. Not glamorous, not packed with sights, but real. I'm Teresa, and this is the start of me trying to figure out what it actually means to live in Czechia, one practical step at a time. I've got a long road ahead, and I want you along for the ride. Na shlednu, as they say. For now. One last thing. If you're coming to Prague and you're staying for more than a couple of weeks, don't skip the registration. It's a hassle, but it's better to get it done early. And get yourself a Letaka pass, even for a week. It'll save you a ton of money. But most of all, take the time to walk. Get lost in the cobbled streets, find a pub that isn't on any list, and order the goulash.